You open up the door. Just inside the doorway are two small alcoves. An old fountain cracked with crusted with time. A short hall ending in descending steps leads to the central chamber, which is flooded. A centered hall, flanked by narrow aisles, is defined by two rows of massive square columns. The walls are coated with slime, and there are glowing silver lines etched around them.
I turn to Trayvon, and I'm like, please don't throw me in this room. Please don't throw me.
You look down at the water, and you put your foot down a bit, and you notice that it only goes up about 2 feet right here.
Is it clean?
The water is of a murky, kind of greenish color, and as I was saying, there's a kind of like a phosphorescent hue, that greenish hue that is given off.
Well, I guess I'll go the other side of the water here, boys.
As you move through the water, suddenly, the water starts to stir, and you see two buggy eyes creep up from the depths of the water. A giant snail appears.
Who is that?
Oh, he looks down at you with
a plant-based snail.
I am no plant. I am Tezetuzical, a mighty slug of not plant variety, but slug variety. Oh, I meant to mention, I am the Lord of Snails. Lord, all the snails bow to me.
I feel like we met like the crab lord a little while ago. Are you guys like friends?
Honestly, the crayfish and the crab, they're stupid. They're like level one fighters.
We come in peace.
You do? Why do you come to the court of Clemensanok?
We only want to restore it.
You're not from Schultz here. You're not local to this area.
New recruits.
You don't look like new recruits to me.
Why don't you just tell us where the treasure is?
Yeah, okay. Just head to this door here, you know? Who was that back there?
They're my friends. Pay no attention to them at all.
Why was he asking that I was made a plant? What was that about?
He's a plantologist.
What does he got to say about it? What's going on?
No.
If you were made of plant, I would have been able to make your power stronger.
Ooh.
You would have been...
I wish I would
become from the king of the snails to the god of the snails.
What? I want power. I want to be more than just a slug and a stupid old... I mean, I'll be honest, it's kind of sucky here. It's like, I just sit here all day and sit in a bunch of slime. But if you were, like, to give me that power... He kind of loses in towards you. Could you give me that power?
I cannot. You are not made of plant.
Oh, if only I knew there was a plant thing here. Oh, fine. You can go through this place over here.
Do you have any treasure?
Me? No. I'm just a slug. I do have these urns here. This is water. It's just really, really clean water.
What happens if we take a drink?
Oh, wonderful things. Yes, wonderful, wonderful.
Captain, last time someone told you to do something with water.
I ain't particularly thirsty. If I'm thirsty, I'll make myself some fresh water.
Make water? What are you talking about? Make water?
Do you require some water?
I got lots of water here, but if you want to make more, I mean, I'd be happy with more water.
Well, what would you give me if I gave you some more water?
How much water are you talking?
Depends what you got to give me.
I mean, I got, like, he reaches in, slips stuff, brings in a bunch of seaweed. There! Do you want to see if he's, like, deceiving you or something? Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Roll for, insight. Alright, what did you get here?
Oh!
Four. You can't, I mean, it's a slug, right? Like, its face is a slug. You don't read slug face. You know what? Actually, how about this? You can pop up on my back. You know what? Hey there, little... You guys look lonely over there. Hey, let me help you out.
I'm not touching this slug.
Okay, well, maybe we'll come back later, you weird slug guy.
Are you guys gonna hop on my back, or are you just gonna walk across, do your own thing?
We're gonna do our own thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, don't mind me, I'm just a random slug. Okay. He sucks back in the water and just slugs away. You go to open this door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you open the door and it reveals a passageway.
How long has it been? Are we empoisoned again?
Oh. Wait, you've been talking to the slug for 15 minutes, that plus you're after this event, there will be another. Yeah, it'll be an hour soon.
Let's keep going.
You head down here, and your doorway is blocked.
How is it blocked?
It's blocked by a door. Man, the door is bulging. outwards.
I think we should open it.
All right. Someone make an athletics check.
I roll athletics, right?
You roll athletics, yeah. The door isn't... Oh, there's something... Oh, my gosh. It's not budging.
Brute strength isn't working. Can I try and use my thieves' tools to, like, unlock the door?
It seems that pressure is holding this door. There are hinges that you can try to remove with your...
I'll try to remove the hinges, then, with my thieves' tools.
So this takes a bit. So in this time now that you spent doing this, your favorite thing happens, the poison gets to you. You only take one poison damage.
Ow!
As we take that damage, I do a potion of health.
While the last hinge is being undone, like a creak, like a... And suddenly, a deluge of water comes out of the doorway.
Oh, this is my worst nightmare!
And pushes... This room is just full of water for some reason. Fish are coming out. It's like that scene from Pinocchio, like when the monster opens his mouth and all like the fish are coming out. You get washed back. Everyone, make a dex
check. Is it a check or a saving throw?
Yeah, it's a saving throw.
Okay.
13.
I got an 8.
I got a 5.
Hold on. No, my dex saving throw is a +7.
Yeah, because he has...
Oh, it is. Okay, fair. Okay.
There we go.
Both Dave and JC, what were you guys holding?
I would have been holding my thieves' tools to, like, try and take the hinges off.
I would have just had my shield in the hand and just the door open. Yeah.
Your shield and your thieves' tools wash away from you. You are pushed down this hallway. The water pushes you in, leads back to this place. You awaken the giant slug beast. Wait, ow! What's going on? What the heck?
We got you some more water.
Oh, wow, you did. Look at this. Oh, this is nice.
I'm on those steps, like, freaking the fuck out.
You better head back there, then. Huh?
Hey, well, nice talking to you again. If you want more water, we just what we call the sticky bandits. The wet bandits. Come on, boys. I go back through the door.
Okay.
I am, like, I'm, like, walking with them, but, like, significantly behind as I try to, like, dry myself.
You walk back towards. You now see that this room is empty. There's a door here. You approach the door, and as you approach the door, you tap it, and it falls over.
Looks like we explored the whole dungeon.
I put my my face in my paws, and I say, "Ah, we have to go swimming now, don't we?"
Yes, we do.